my dreams becoming reality? Or is my reality falling into a dream? I found myself in a darkened room, and beyond the door came whispers of a long dead language. Stumbling through, I discovered a chamber filled with bones, small, like those of children, placed around an altar caked with layer upon layer of dried blood. The peculiar arrangement was one I know I've seen before, the kind that is only found in forbidden tomes of civilizations long lost. As I neared, the echoing whispers grew louder and more desperate, threatening to engulf me entirely. So I fled, running blindly, my heart in my mouth. Before I knew it, I was outside, out of breath, and stumbling through vicious brambles. Drenched in sweat, I finally returned to my workshop, my robes shredded, my legs badly bloodied. This was real. I was there. I felt every thorn, every sharp stone. I felt the excruciating despair of every life cut short in that vile chamber. Oh, my sweet, sweet daughter, I pray to innocence that you never have to witness the things I have seen. Shortly afterwards, High Templar Vanadius himself stormed in with his personal guard. His words were polite yet abrupt, his manner impatient. He pointed at the bloodied, balled-up robe sitting by my workbench, which I tried to explain away as a mere accident while working on the device. They departed, but the High Templar's displeasure was evident. Another worry to add to the pile. The cuts to my legs are shallow, yet still they bleed, even so many hours later. My body may have escaped that ancient temple, but I fear it may have forever trapped a piece of my soul.